Okay. Hello, 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 everyone. I'm so excited for our training today. This month is going to be amazing, okay? Because we've got Joby here to do an amazing training for us. And to be honest, you know, when I was looking for inspiration for this training for this month, I really wanted to focus on motivation and making sure you feel you guys feel really inspired, really creative, very connected to your soul and motivated, because I know that's what's been the biggest struggle in our membership. And then I found Joby, and I think we're gonna get so much more than that. Okay, so he's here to really help you us remove any blocks, so that you can really start connecting more to your soul, so you can be more creative, you can feel more inspired, you can be motivated every single day, and you can start calling in more abundance into your business, in terms of clients, in terms of money. Okay, so I know it will be absolutely incredible, because Joby, like when I started talking to Joby, I just knew that it's going to be incredible. He is incredible himself. He's an amazing healer, and he's been, public speaker, traveling around the world, being a motivational speaker. So it's going to be amazing. But obviously, I'm going to hand it over to Joby so he can introduce himself. He's going to do a much better job than me. But obviously, guys, if you have any questions, let us know. So for now, everybody will be muted. But if you have questions, let me know in the comments below, or raise your hand. And when the time is right, I'm going to unmute you so you can have a conversation, so you can get the most out of this training. Okay. How does that sound? Are you guys ready? Teresa, you good? Perfect. Okay, so let's get started.
Yeah, thank you for having me. My God, what a pleasure to be on with you. You're doing such amazing things for, especially for the people who are in the spiritual world, trying to get their businesses going. I'm doing this the same myself. I've been years of working in network marketing and traveling around the world as an ambassador. Had a team of about 35,000 people, spoke on stages in Vegas to 10,000, 20,000 people. So yeah, I've been around, but I've had 7 near-death misses. So I've had a lot of trauma, a lot of pain, anxiety, depression. And I needed to find a way to heal myself. And this was the start of my spiritual journey, because it was just my awakening. Every time I had another near-death accident, something else propelled me in my spiritual work and whatever I was doing. And the last accident I had, I got squashed by a lorry a couple of years ago. I was already doing healing, but my spirit guides were just like, it's time, you give up your job. We don't do anything else apart from you're going to be do your healing. So yeah, I've now got a couple of breath work businesses. So I do like in-person breathing, meditation. I'm also a shamanic practitioner. I've qualified in that as a shamanic teacher as well, so I'm allowed to teach shamanic work. I've been very lucky. I've traveled all over to South America, working with the shamans, so learning how the indigenous tribes work, live, and heal people. So I've got very lucky in that sense. And then I think because I've got I had the business side of me from my previous events when I was doing the network marketing, and it's been quite easy for me to tie the two together. And this is the new 5D businesses: spirituality and helping people in service. But a lot of people might get blocked with certain things, certain aspects of getting their business going, and it all comes down to the mind, and it comes down to desire, expectations as well. It all depends on what people want and what they're trying to do for their business. But I'm going to take you through some techniques in a bit and show people exactly what I do and how I do it. I think that's always good, because I actually do this work every day myself. And so, yeah, but it's very interesting. The spiritual world and business world is it's a brand new realm, because a lot of the time people have always gone, you can't earn money while you're doing spiritual work. And it's a real paradigm shift, getting your head around that. And what you've got to realize is everything is money, everything is energy, everything is vibration. So if you're doing a service for people, it's actually an exchange. It's an exchange of energy. All money is energy. So money can, it's the, as they say, cash flow. So when you're on the wheel and you are flowing on that cycle, money's going to come in. It's going to get spent. It's going to get saved, whatever your flow is. But when you have blockages, you might be stopping that money coming to you. Mm-hmm. You might be frightened to earn the money. You might be frightened to spend the money. You got to realize that you are a divine being. Your birthright is to be abundant. Mm-hmm. And no matter what we do, it's about learning how to command that into your existence. Commanding the birthright. I now command my divine birthright into my existence. I am abundant in all areas of my life. Doing your affirmations, whatever it may be for you. I can give, I've got so many affirmations. It's crazy. So I literally do them all day, every day. I was literally driving the other day doing my affirmations. And all of a sudden, I was supposed to turn off. I ended up about 2 miles down the road. I was so in tune with my affirmations. I was like, turn around.
More affirmations.
Affirmations to stay on track. But yeah, there's a lot that we can cover, and it really is, this is about how you can clean them blockages, how you can remove them blocks and any energies that's holding you back, because we've all been there. Mm-hmm. It's about gaining that bit of confidence as well. When you gain that bit of confidence, it's the, if you start taking a couple of little small steps every day, it's going to help you get to your bigger steps. Mm-hmm. And the smaller steps help you gain confidence. Mm-hmm. So either if it's just one message a day or two messages a day, and then you go to three and then four and five. And then in a month's time, you're doing 50 messages a day because you've built that bit of confidence. And it's about expanding your comfort zone. Keep expanding your comfort zone. And the more you can, because everything, our ego keeps us in our comfort zone. But the minute we get out of that comfort zone, that's where we get growth, and that's where we can keep evolving, and our consciousness starts arising, and our awareness of the things that were holding us back then are like, they're like minuscule. Mm-hmm. So if we can just learn to expand that comfort zone every day, we get a bit more comfortable. Even if you've done one message a day for 3 days, 5 days, till you get that confidence and you're comfortable, whatever it is for your business, whatever you need, if it's a phone call or going to have that business meeting, whatever it may be, learn to unblock the blocks by doing. Get your mindset right, get focused. I'll show you some breathing techniques in a bit that will help you manifest your dream life 10 times faster than anything you've ever tried before. Because it's all about vibration. Mm-hmm. Everything we want in our life is vibration. So if you can match your vibration to what you are going after, you're going to draw that in.
Yeah.
And it's all about coming from the heart, the 5D earth and the 5D businesses. It's all about heart work, not mind work, which it has been before, mind and physical work. Now it's about heart work. And we open up our heart and we become in service with love, peace. And the more we fill ourselves up with love, and the more we can breathe through our blocks, because I can tell you exactly where your blocks will be if I was watching you breathe. Mm-hmm. And certain things you might tell me during a consultation, so I can know how to breathe through. And when you learn how to breathe certain breathing techniques, especially into the chakras and into certain part of the lower belly, especially women hold a lot of energy in the lower belly because of the womb and everything else. So it's really important to clear them blocks, because even anything, and even going back to childhood, one little trauma there can be stored emotionally into the organs. Mm-hmm. And that can hold you back, that one little thing. But when you learn how to release that and you start doing your inner child work and you start working through and just pure love, unconditional love, for everything about yourself, you're going to start filling your cup and you're going to be in the overflow. And the cosmic divine order is going to then flow into you, because we all have the divine spark and source energy within us.
Mm-hmm.
So when we start activating that source energy of breath work and we're raising our vibration, our consciousness, our awareness is going to go, we're going to expand. And again, the minute we start expanding, what's going to happen to our little comfort zone? It's going to get smaller and smaller and smaller. So we can just start keep growing and growing and growing. And this is about, it's a daily spiritual practice.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing on a daily basis to help your spiritual self grow, to help your mindset grow, to help your health, wealth, prosperity, relationships? Everything you do is about them little steps, working on that relationship with your partner, with your colleagues, your clients.
Mm-hmm.
Building that relationship with your clients is so important. And if you're doing spiritual work with them, they're obviously, they need healing or whatever your business may be. Working with them in a way that you get the best out of them. A healer is someone who shows someone how to heal. And if you're in the healing business and you're not showing someone how to heal, or you have not healed yourself, you should not be doing the healing. You need to heal yourself first. You need to fill yourself up. You need to fill your cup, be overflowing with absolute love. Get yourself in a state of peace. The path of all of us light workers is path of mastery. And you only get mastery by doing. And no matter what your blocks are, whether it's money, clients, whatever it may be, it's about sitting with it, contemplating it, writing it out, asking questions, tweaking the business until you just get something that goes up. And it will just, all of a sudden, you're on that curve and then you're on the up.
Mm-hmm.
It's about doing. Content is absolute key for at the moment. There is so much going on with social media pushing stuff as well. But if you're pushing the right stuff, education, educate people, become the authority in your niche, whatever it is that you're doing, write the blogs, the videos, YouTubes, audios, podcasts, whatever it is. And again, that's all about growing and expanding as well. Become the authority. So people, when they're looking for someone or someone is looking for your niche, someone's going to talk about you. Someone's going to pass your name over. And then when you start getting that, then it's just about growing and doing the little bits every day. But let's go into our state of mind and our consciousness, because if you're waking up in the morning and you're in a not in the right way, and you've had a bad night and you're moody in the mornings, what do you think your day is going to be like? The morning routine is one of the famous network marketing things. Everyone probably knows it. But it's getting up. First thing I do in the morning when I get up, I breathe. Do a few breaths, get myself aligned, get myself focused, say some affirmations, do my morning prayers and whatever else to my guides to support me and take me into and reveal to me what I need to know for that day. Well, what can I do today? How can I be of service today?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, when people start getting into, even though we were talking about the money and the spiritual thing, the more you are in service, the more that's going to come to you. So that is my main thing, is that how can I be of service? How can I help serve someone today? So if people get in that frame of mind, everything you want will come to you. And it's just about just getting up and doing the work. It's a bit, if you're running a business, you're running a business. So you need to do the work to run the business. Act as a CEO, not as a spiritual healer teacher. You still have to treat it like a business. But yeah, there's many things, but the mindset is everything. And if you're in a bit of a negative frame of mind, or you're blocked and you keep saying, I'm blocked, I'm this, I'm not getting anywhere. What do you think the next result's going to be? You're just going to get the same result because you're doing that. So you've got to change what you're talking about. Language is very important. And it's just about really delving into your awareness, becoming aware of being aware. Your thoughts, your language, you have to speak so highly of yourself. You have to love yourself in a way that no one else does. Self-respect, boundaries. Boundaries is a really big one at the moment. A lot of people are having to go through boundaries. Getting yourself in a state of such a alignment with source, and that you just know that God and the creator is infinite. And you are part, you are a fractal being of the infinite. So anything you want to create is there. It's all in the quantum field. It's there ready for you. You just have to match that vibration. You have to really just believe. And it all depends on where you are on your journey as well. Some people might just be getting on the journey. So a lot of stuff that is quite higher dimensional might confuse people. So I'll try and keep this as simple as we possibly can. But you are part of everything, and everyone is connected to everything. We are all part of everything. We are all connected in some way. And it is truly magical. And you can create the life that you desire by your breathing, by your thoughts, because when your brain is firing certain neurons and pathways, you're going to be thinking certain patterns, certain thoughts that's going to maybe keep you in a down vibration. But when you change your breathing patterns, you can change them pathways in the brain. So all of a sudden you're firing new neurons. And when you fire new neurons together, you're firing and wiring, which stay together, which means you're creating a new pattern. So rather than keep going around in a rut, in the same pattern, you're creating new pathways. So the brain's actually creating a new reality and a new timeline for you. So when you get on this new timeline and you get on this new reality by using your breath, just consciously breathing through the day, you're going to clean the mind. The more you learn how to breathe through the day, consciously breathing, you will just find things just fall away, and then things just start bouncing off of you. The things that were holding you back are now propelling you forward, and you're changing that reality. You're creating that life that you desire and you deserve to have. So it's very special. So I'm going to show you a couple of techniques to get into the mind, and it's all about the subconscious mind as well. So remember, the subconscious mind is 95% of everything, and we have been programmed since we are kids. So if you've been told no a million times as a kid, that's going to affect you growing up as well. So you've got to reprogram your subconscious mind, and this is all about commands. If you have to command your reality, not wish or please, doesn't work, it's too weak. You have to command. I command positivity, love, happiness, success, wealth, abundance. Everything you want is part of your affirmation. Embody the command. And it's the highest vibration that you can get, is being in that command state. Because when you are there, you are connected. I command success into my business right now. I command that my calendar is filled up right now. What's the difference? I wish my calendar was filled up right now. I command that clients are coming to me now every single day. I command that my calendar is filled up. My business is thriving. I command that my business starts thriving on all levels. I command all blockages, all limitations, all challenges, anything that's holding me back from stepping into my highest good, to be released, cleared, deleted, dissolved, extracted, transmuted from my mind, my body, my soul, my spirit, and every single cell in my being right here, right now. And you can call upon Master Saint Germain to come in with a violet flame. And you can do this in meditation to come in. Master Saint Germain, I call upon you. I ask you to bring the violet flame to burn away and transmute all blockages, all challenges, all stagnant, dormant energies, anything that's holding me back from stepping truly into my power, stepping truly into my highest self. Let's transmute this into the violet flame right here, right now. And you can release, dissolve, and let go. Let the violet flame transmute your pains, your troubles, your worries. Start working with the violet flame. It is 5D energy, and it is here to help us. It's here to help us release all blockages, all challenges. The violet flame is a beautiful, beautiful energy, and Master Saint Germain is here to really help with ascension, to help us light workers evolve, grow, and truly step into our power. Truly step into our power. So we're going to do a little bit of breathing now. I'm going to take you through a little session. I'm going to do a couple of little breaths. I'll show you some techniques. And then we're going to go into some breath holds. I'm going to show you how to manifest while you're breathing. Because when you're in a breath hold, you're in this very now moment. There is no past. There's no future. You only have now. We are always in a continuous flow of now. So it's about getting into that now moment, raising your vibration before we get into that now moment, and then thinking about what you want. But you think about that you have it right here, right now, in this very present. And you do it from the heart. So you connect in the heart with the emotion, with the thought. So you end up having brain and heart coherence. So you go into certain brain waves. And when you're in these certain brain waves in theta or gamma, you are literally in the highest brain wave you can be. And you are, this is how you connect to source. This is how you get your healing. So many different ways you can do this as well. And this is not just the one way. There is so many ways. It's about experimenting and playing with this as well. Because when you experiment with the breath, you're bringing out your inner child, and your inner child is the most important thing that needs healing because of all the programming and everything we've been through. So you reprogramming and healing your inner child is going to elevate you up. It's going to release all the blockages, all the challenges, anything that is not serving you right now. We are going to release this. We're going to let it go, and we're going to raise our vibration, our consciousness and our awareness. And we're going to elevate. And we're going to lift up, and we're going to take your business to the next level. All right. Okay. So a couple of breath techniques before we start. Just move back a little bit. So we're going to be breathing in. Just do a nice couple of breaths just to warm up, get the lungs working. So we'll be breathing in through the nose and feel the energy coming up your spine, and then breathing out. Nice and gentle. Like the ocean coming in and out. Nice and gentle. This just warms up the lungs, gets the blood flowing, and just calms the mind down as well because of that ocean sound. It's just very calming, very relaxing. Calming the mind, calming the body, relaxing the shoulders, relaxing the jaw, relaxing the stomach muscles, the legs, the feet. Just do this about 10 times. See, someone's oxygenating themselves, they're yawning. Now we've done this a few times. I'm just going to do 3 more breaths. And then we'll take a nice breath hold in. Okay, one more. Okay. We're going to take a nice breath in. And as we do this, you're going to squeeze your stomach muscles and you're going to pull your belly button into your back. Okay. One sweep up of the breath. Pull your belly button into the back. So you're sending all that energy up through your chakras, through your spine, into your crown, and into your third eye. You're going to clean your pineal gland and open up your psychic vision. Just holding your breath, shutting your eyes. While you're here in this now moment, set your intention. What would you like to achieve? What would you like to receive in your life? Feel it in the heart. Feel it. Think it, be it, become it. And then just breathing out. And hold the breath. And then give thanks and gratitude for receiving this intention, this manifestation, seeing your business thrive, whatever it may be for you and your business, whatever you are looking for. And then we're going to take a nice breath in. And we're going to release with a sigh. Ah. Sighs are really good ways of releasing vibration in the body. This is how we remove the blocks. Okay. And then we're going to go into a few more breaths. Just a couple more rounds. Take it nice and easy. This time we're just going to be breathing through the nose. Should be nice and warmed up now. So we're breathing in. We're breathing in on a wheel. Breathing in and letting go. Breathing in, letting go. So as you're breathing in, just get to the top, let go. Just breathing in and letting go. And every time you're breathing in pure source energy into your cells, into your bones, your blood, your DNA, all organs, all systems. You are breathing that goodness, that positivity, that divine love into you. And as you're breathing out, you are letting go of all of your blocks, your challenges, your pains, your traumas, whatever it may be for you. Just let it go. This is a real gentle breath. You do this breath long enough, you'll have a mystical experience and you'll meet the divine. Okay, then take a nice breath in. All the way up. And then release. Okay. Now we're going to do the same again and then we'll have another breath hold. Breathing in on that wheel, letting go. Breathing in, letting go. Feel the energy coming up the center through your chakras and out. Up your chakras and out. And then three more breaths and take a breath in, hold, squeeze your stomach muscles, shine your eyes, go deep within yourself, shine your eyes and just closing in on your manifestation, your goals, your dreams. Really visualize your goals and dreams as if they are done right now. Feel that vibration in the body. That is you. You are a vibrational being. You have now risen your vibration to the highest light that you can be now. You are matching your vibration to whatever you dream and desire. Everything you want is there. Feel it coming, drawing into your heart. And it is done, and so it is. And then breathing out. And then hold your breath. Now we give thanks, gratitude for all that we have received. You are grateful in this very present moment. I am so happy and grateful now that I have received the money. I'm so happy and grateful now that I have clients flooding to me every single day. I'm so happy and grateful now that my business is thriving on all levels. And then take a breath in. And letting go. Okay, we're going to go through and clean any, if there's any blockages still there, we're just going to go through and breathe them out now, okay? So we're going to do a breath called belly chest release. This is really good for cleaning energy. So you're breathing into the belly. Just going to do a few, about 10 breaths, just because I don't want you getting too excited. Wanting to stay in the breath for a little bit longer. So breathing into the belly, into the chest, and release. Breathing in, raise your vibration, squeeze, pull that belly button into your back, and then visualizing yourself, feel that vibration, visualizing yourself thriving in your business. No more blockages, no more challenges. You are truly connected to source. You are truly connected to your guardian angels, your spirit guides, your archangels, your ascended masters. Mother Earth blessing you with abundance, with wealth, health, prosperity. Your business is thriving. No more blockages, no more challenges. You are prosperous and you are abundant in all areas of your life. You and your business are making quantum leaps in all areas of your life. And breathing out. And hold the breath. Nice and calm, nice and relaxed. Then we'll just take a nice breath in through the nose and out through the nose. So if you're under stress and you are panicking, worried about anything, you just breathe in through the nose for 5 seconds. Hold for five and breathe out for five and hold for five. This will really calm you down. This will really make you feel peaceful, relaxed. And if you want energy, you do the faster breath. It all depends on what you want in the mornings, whether you want to relax or you want that energy or before you go to bed. It's a really nice breath just to really relax yourself and do your visualizations, do the breath holds before you go to bed, because your subconscious mind is going to work for you as you're sleeping. So, breath, a couple of breath holds, visualize, say your affirmations, feel it in the heart, expand in the heart, opening up that heart into five dimensional energies, connecting the emotion with the thought and the feelings, true coherence. And if you have any blockages, you breathe deep, breathe through it. There's any emotional traps, breathe through it. If you need healing yourself, be gentle and kind on yourself, because you don't heal trauma with trauma. So if you're going erratic and you're breathing heavy, it's going to cause a sympathetic nervous system in the chest to activate, which is your flight and fight mode. And then all of the emotions are going to come up, and you're going to have to go through a process. So you want to be breathing into the lower belly, the parasympathetic nervous system, rest and digest, nice and relaxed, nice and easy, calm. And this is how you change the chemistry in the brain. When you're doing the breath holds, you are literally changing the chemistry in the brain. You're creating new pathways, new neurons, and you're going to literally create that reality you want. You're going to manifest that dream life. You are going to become abundant. You are going to become healthy. You are going to become wealthy. Everything you desire, it's all about in the thinking. But don't allow the negative thoughts to outweigh the positive thoughts, because if you do, then you're in trouble. You need, if any negative thoughts are coming in and you suffer with the chitter chatter of the mind and the mind beating you up, you have to outweigh the negative. You have to get in a state or in a vibration of that love, that peace, that harmony, and you have to keep your vibration. This is why breath work is so good, because if negative thoughts are coming out, thank you for coming up. I appreciate that. Doesn't serve who I am and who I want to become. I now release you and I delete you and I transmute you. I now replace them with love, joy, happiness, peace, kindness, compassion, abundance, wealth. Get in that state of outweighing the negative thoughts. Breathe. No matter what is going on, just keep that breathing going. If you have any niggles, pains within the body, any emotional traps, you'll be able to feel it as you breathe. And that is a great way of getting through and clearing, a great way to connect with the breath as well before you do anything or before you finish at the end. Just sit with your eyes shut and just watch your breath. And this will help you heighten up your senses and tell you what's going on in the body. So if there's any blockages, traps, challenges, stagnant energies, the body will tell you what you need. So just sit with your eyes shut, and you can do this as a form of meditation. So you're just sitting there and you're just going to allow the breath to breathe you. You're not doing anything. You're just going to allow the breath to just flow in nice and easy. Feel the sensations of the breath coming up the nose, down the throat, the body, into the belly, back up. Feel the sensations. What does it feel like? And the more you do this, you'll start noting senses arriving. Everything's going to start, might start tingling. You'll start feeling energy all around you. And just start feeling the breath flowing in. Is it hot? Is it warm? Is it cold? Where is it flowing into the body? If it keeps flowing into a certain direction of the body, listen, tune into what's in that part of the body. There might be something there that you need to work on, especially within the chakras. So yeah, that's a beautiful way of just finishing off after a breath work and some breath holds. Just watch your breath. That'll take you into a really nice, deep meditative state. And it'll tell you what you need as well, because you're going to activate your breathing healing mechanism. And your inner pharmacy. So I hope that helps. I hope that gives you some tips and techniques to go out and conquer your spiritual business, remove all your blockages, and just commanding that abundance into your life, commanding that new reality, getting the mind right. You are in control of the mind, not the mind is in control of you. So you have to command. This is my brain, this is my body. I command positive, loving thoughts. I command abundance into my life, whatever it may be for you. Do what's right for you and have fun. It's the most important thing, have fun. There you go.
Sorry, I had to unmute myself. Thank you so much. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Yeah, that was so good. I've never done breath work before, so at some point I got really lightheaded, you know, and I was like, oh my god, what's going on? But it was so good. I feel so relaxed now, I feel so empty in my head, which feels incredibly good.
Yeah.
But I've got a question. Can I ask you a question?
Of course you can. Yeah, of course.
So you said that there are different types of breathing techniques or whatever, like one for healing, one for removing like blocks, for manifestation. Could you just tell me a little bit, not more, but just recap what they are?
Okay, so there is the first breath that we was doing, breathing in.
Yeah.
It's called ocean breathing. The breath we did through the nose is called rebirth breathing.
Mm-hmm.
So rebirth breathing is really gentle. It's really good. That's good for healing, to heal yourself with self-love, because you're being kind on yourself, you're being gentle on yourself. Mm-hmm. And then the hold breath is called retention breathing, or breath holds. Mm-hmm. There's lots. You have box breathing, where we was breathing in for five, holding for five, out for five. That's the box breathing. Navy SEALs and Marines do that when they're in the battlefield. So that's their breath to keep themselves nice and calm. It's a really, for people who have anxiety and stress.
That's for stress, yeah.
And if you want to do like a faster breath, and you're breathing through the nose, that's shamanic breathing. That's really good for raising your vibration, and certain monks do that breath as well, and they can be in minus 40 degrees and they can warm up towels with their body through the breath. So if you want energy, you will do the shamanic breathing, nice and fast. There's yoga breathing, there's so many breaths, like Wim Hof breathing, where he teaches you to be in cold water, where a lot of people understand that breath because he's probably one of the most popular breath workers out there and helps so many people. There's just all depends on what people are after as well. So you have holotropic breathing, the one we did in the belly chest release, that's called holotropic breathing, which was invented back in the 60s. From a guy called Stanislav Grof, who basically was testing on LSD, and found that people were doing experiments on LSD, and he found that people were breathing in certain ways. And so he thought there was something in it. So he designed this breath work to get people to breathe, which actually releases DMT. That's your dimethyltryptamine. And that's how you have your mystical spiritual experiences.
So, Abdul, sorry, asking, how much have I missed? Oh, no.
All of it.
All of it. Yeah, so 6 p.m. GMT we started, which is 1 p.m. EST. So, so you would need to watch a replay. We are recording this. But, so now, like, we finished the training, but now I'm just asking additional questions. But you can definitely catch a replay because it was phenomenal. We've been just going through some exercises, breathing exercises, and that was good. So what would you recommend? So for people who have some stagnant energy or the blocks, what is the best way of breathing?
So the best way to breathe, it all depends on how big the block is. So I would go in deep. But everyone is different. There's certain breathing techniques. If people are pregnant, like the holotropic breathing, that is one of the best ways of clearing energy. You can do that through the nose as well. It's just a belly chest release. But in the mouth, you're bringing more oxygen in. Nose breathing is the main function of breathing as well. So when I say mouth breathing, you should not be doing it all the time. Like if you find yourself, if we could go through that breath awareness and you're watching yourself breathe and you're tuning into the breath, connecting to the breath, if you see yourself breathing through the mouth, stop immediately. It's really bad for you. It's really bad for you. But every now and again, just to do a little breath work session for 10 minutes, 15, 20 minutes, half hour, whatever it's going to be, you can get away with it. But if you're breathing every day through the mouth, you can end up with crooked teeth. You have loose jaw, you'll end up with really bad gums, and you also can end up with sleep apnea. You can end up with closing up your channel to go down because of the thing. So it constricts all of your passageway within the throat. So be careful with mouth breathing. It's really important. I personally don't like it, but every now and again to relief, like if I had a block, I would probably go into that breath I showed you. I just wanted to show you that just very quickly. What did we do? 10 breaths or something, just to release some energy. I know some people only ever teach that breath, and they'll do that all day, every day. So everyone is different. I just personally, from the science of breathing, nose breathing is the best way to breathe. Nose breathing is the best functional way to breathe, but mouth breathing allows you to express. So you can do yawns. Yawning is amazing for releasing blockages. Mm-hmm. And they are fun as hell as well. They're hilarious. So getting a lift through yawn, then you will, I promise you, you will make your day. Yeah. If you don't yawn and don't laugh, there's something wrong.
Yeah. I love that. Okay, so yeah. Releasing like blocks, so we know, like deep breaths, or the shorter ones that we did before.
Yeah, so you can breathe up and down the spine as well. So if there's anything, most energy gets trapped within the belly or in and around the belly, the back. You'll feel it on your body will feel heavy in certain parts. And you might feel that feels a little bit uncomfortable. This is about really tuning in, going within. Listen to what your body is telling you. This is why it's good to learn different breathwork techniques, because one breathwork technique might work one day, but another might be good for something else. Mm-hmm. And have that experimentation. Really play with the breath. Bring out your inner child. Find out what works for you. See what's good for you as well. Shamanic breathing is really good. Breath of fire, if you've got you want energy and you want to clean some blockages in your thing, it's a yoga breath. You're just breathing really fast into the nose and you're putting your belly up. Mm-hmm. I've got on my app, I've got like lists of like of how many different breathing techniques there is. I think there's like 21 main breathing techniques, but each one can be adapted, can be and you can make, and there's no wrong or right. You're just breathing at the end of the day. That's what we need to get across, is finding what's right for you. And if you can go through guided meditations and breath work, which is probably the best way when you're beginning, because then that way you've got someone telling you what to do, then you'll just naturally find something that's going to release. And ocean breathing is really good for calming the mind. You've got shamanic breathing, which is good for energy. You've got holotropic breathing, which is good for really releasing that energy and getting it off of you. Rebirth breathing is very gentle, quite soft, but if you're patient with that breath, it will give you the most beautiful, blissful, mystical experience you will probably ever experience. It's phenomenal. It's magical what it can do. There's so many. There's obviously the yoga breathing, pranayama. There's lots of different breathing. Obviously, if you guys are all spiritual, you probably most of them doing yoga and kundalini and stuff like that. And then obviously the breath holds. Breath holds are, say, really good for clearing your energy, raising your vibration, because you're keeping that carbon dioxide in the body. Because when you're breathing out, you're releasing carbon dioxide. So carbon dioxide, which is why we do the breath holds, because carbon dioxide is not just a poisonous gas or a waste gas. It actually helps the blood split into the tissues. It cleans the blood. And then also that way it helps you heal certain wounds and traumas, cells. It rejuvenates, and so carbon dioxide is really important for any breath work, because you need to replace what you've been putting out. So yeah, carbon dioxide is really good. So breath holds are amazing for that.
The breath holds, was it the 5 seconds,
breath holds are, so when you're breathing in,
yeah,
and you're going to pull your belly button into your back. You're going to hold your breath for as long as you possibly can till you get breath hunger. When you get breath hunger, then you can release, hold your breath just for a couple more seconds, just to recharge, reset, and then.
And again and again.
Yeah.
When do we stop this? Because, like, you know, I got lightheaded. Like, is there any time when we just need to stop because we're doing something wrong, or like,
if you're getting lightheaded, you're probably breathing in too quick, or you're too much oxygen. So every person is different. Like, I can breathe for hours and hours and hours and hours, because I'm used to it. This is my job. This is what I do. But if someone's new is coming on and never breathed before, go at your own pace. That's why I always say freedom and safety are the two most important things in any breath work. So, and again, The idea of this is to have fun, experiment, help you clean in blockages. And when you're doing the breath holds, you're going to visualize, you're going to manifest, and you're going to feel everything in your heart. It's about being in that very now moment, because there is no past, there's no future. All we have is that continuous flow of now. So when you're actually in that now moment, you can create and manifest anything in your life.
So we have one more question. So from Dulce, so I find that these breathing exercises are very good, but what can we do if we find our motivation so low, we have a hard time keeping consistency with these exercises?
Okay, so that's, everything comes down to vibration, energy, choice. Okay, if you're choosing to be in a low vibration and down, then you're going to need to work on that a little bit. And this is where breathing will come in and help you, because breathing will help you feel good. When you are feeling good, what happens? You get motivated, you get clarity and focus. And it could be anything from foods. And again, if you're mouth breathing, that can make you fatigued. So try breathing through the nose, only through the nose, see if that gives you more energy. We've done tests on athletes where we're getting 30% better performance rate where people are breathing purely through their nose. So for yourself, if you're in business and you want to stay motivated, just through the day, consciously breathing. The more you consciously breathe through the day, creating them patterns, I mean, you can breathe anywhere. You can breathe at your desk. You can breathe while you're walking. People can't say they can't breathe, because we do it every day anyway. But what we're actually doing is fine tuning in. So motivation only comes when you are excited about something, right? If you hate something, you're not motivated. That means you're not aligned. If you are truly aligned with your soul's purpose, in your soul's mission, you will be so motivated, you won't need to be in that downtime. But I get what happens. Fatigue happens, life happens, and everything goes on. Get creative. How can you get creative? Ask the question, how can I get creative? How can I start creating for my business? How can I start creating something that's going to motivate me? When you're truly aligned, you're going to be happy, you're going to be fulfilled, and that hopefully that motivation will come. If you can keep the breathing up, I promise you that you will change your life. You will change your thinking. When you change your thinking and you start being in that high vibration of love and peace and harmony, and everything around you is magical, then I truly believe that motivation might be hard to find. But every single person is different, and I don't know what you're going through or have gone through, but this is where healing comes into as well. So if there's trauma, stress, worries, this is why you're gonna need to breathe, do the healing, and fill yourself with self-love, because the more you love yourself and the more you're going to be able to step truly into your power, into your soul's purpose, and that is going to help you be aligned, it's going to be centered, you're going to be more connected, focus, clarity. And I truly believe that that motivation won't be hard to find when you get in that state. But you can change your state in under a minute. A couple of breaths. So if you feel yourself going down, take a couple of breaths.
So for the energy, right, because you said for the energy it's short breaths, isn't it? So do you think for motivation to get more energy will be like shorter breaths, like what you've just did?
Yeah, I mean, again, it's up to you. How there's no wrong and there's no right. I mean, you could take experiment. Take them bigger breaths to get the oxygen in, mm-hmm. and then take some smaller breaths. Really find what's best for you, because I might tell you one breath, but it might not actually work for your breathing signature, because everyone has their own breathing signature, like our own fingerprint. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we all have our own breathing signature. So something might work better for me than it does for you. Someone might really like that big breath in. Someone might be very gentle and just like that small breath. So it's about finding what's right for you and your personality, you and your character. But the motivation really comes from being aligned. And if you are aligned, something will drive you forward. What is your why? Why are you in business? Why are you doing what you're doing? And if you're not aligned with your why, then, you know, so really sit down and contemplate on this and take that time to write down exactly what you want, what are you after, what do you want to create in your life, and then take them breath hold, take a few breaths, do a few breath holds, start visualizing it, feeling in the heart. What is the heart telling you? Allow that motivation to become natural inspiration.
Does that make sense? I hope I've answered that. I love that. There's one thing maybe I want to say, because I totally agree with you, right? When, you know, when you don't connect to your soul's purpose, when you don't know your why, when nothing inspires you, when nothing, you know, puts fire in your belly, when you lack that purpose, that passion, that's when you feel a little bit like, people say you're not tired, you are uninspired, right?
Yeah.
I think connecting to this why and connecting to soul's purpose is definitely number one. But I know that some people, you know, they'll have that luxury to be just like, okay, I can quit my job and just focus on my why. Because I was in that position as well when I had to be my 9-to-5 job, because how else could I make money? Mm. But what really helped me anyway was focusing, visualizing, you know, me doing this work, me moving away. I was visualizing me actually walking out of my work, and I did it in less than 3 months. Okay, so you can really do it, but connecting to your why is the most important thing. But I also know that, for example, when you're really depressed, I don't know obviously where you are on your journey, but you know, I obviously experience depression, and there are days when you just think about it. But what helped me with depression, for example, was I was just pushing myself. You know, I just decided that is it, even though my body didn't want to get up, even though like I just wanted to give up, I just pushed myself and I had to do it. And I was just forcing, like really, really forcing myself. So if there's like a morning routine or a breath work, you will watch this training again. So you'll see different breathing techniques. If you can just commit to like one thing a day and you just push yourself and put all your energy to just do it, you start seeing results.
Of course. This is what we're speaking about at the beginning of the show. Just that one little step every day.
Yes.
It's that one little step that really can make a difference in your life. Take small steps and have that knowing, if I take this one step today, I might be able to take two tomorrow. I'll just take one more tomorrow. Whatever it is, just that one step, especially if you're in depression. I've been there myself. It's not nice. I wouldn't wish it on anyone. But you get to a point where you just cannot go on anymore. Mm-hmm. I remember literally being on my knees praying, please give me something. Mm-hmm. And then that's when stuff started, just something just happened that day and it just changed my life. But yeah, depression's a very hard one because your motivation has completely gone and stuff. But it's, even if you do 2 minutes of meditation and two minutes of breath work, 2 minutes of meditation, if you do that every day, 1 minute, 30 seconds, if you just do it, but if you can just learn to, what helped me was just learning how to breathe. It was the number one thing that helped me get through, because the more clearer you are in the mind, because obviously when you're in depression, you're in a very down energy. So the more clear you are in the mind, all of a sudden then vision's going to start coming through and working through you, and your that source energy, breathing, filling yourself up with pure love and pure light. And then you're breathing out anything that doesn't serve you. So you're cleaning your channel. And the more you clean your channel, the more you're going to feel good and you're going to feel happy.
Yeah. So it's all about doing that. That's what I love talking about alignment, because you just need to do things that make you feel happy. The happier you feel, the more flat life will start to flow. and start asking questions. You know, why do I feel demotivated? What do I need to do to feel more? Just like Joby said, you know, and ask for guidance. Keep asking your spiritual family to come and guide you, to help you, because, you know, they're here to help us. So get them to work.
Okay. So yeah, I'm just looking in the chat now. Teresa put, is there a specific breathing meditation you'd recommend? Yes, I have a breathing and meditation app where you can join us every day for live breathwork classes. It's called Breathe to Heal. You can download that, become a member, and there is hundreds and hundreds of videos of content and meditations on there. So, and it's all labeled, all ready for you to go and start delving in. And there's all different ones for consciousness, awareness, anxiety, depression, sleep, morning routine. So yeah, there's loads of different stuff on there. So I hope that finds you well. I've got loads of stuff on my YouTube channel as well. So you can go and have a look on YouTube as well, and all on my Instagram, TikToks, and I'm everywhere. So yeah, that's there's loads of different techniques and stuff, but I hope that helps, Teresa. There's so many. It's just about finding what's right for you as well. I might lead you somewhere and it's not what you're looking for, so it's, but have a look, play around, and yeah, and go from there. So
so what we'll do after this training, so Joby will send me all these resources, so I'll share that with you guys. I'll upload this video to Teachables, and I will share his links with you guys, so you can go on and experiment yourself. So YouTube, his app, whatever he's going to send me, I'm going to share that with you. Okay.
Brilliant. There's another question. I have trauma around being forced to do things. It's really, really a frustrating double bind. Yeah, I can totally understand. I hate being told what to do, to be honest with you. I've got in a lot of trouble over the years for people telling me what to do. So be free, be you, and don't ever be forced to do anything. You know, you are free sovereign being. So it's your life, your rules. Don't let anyone, and this is what we were talking about at the beginning of the thing as well, with boundaries. Set your boundaries, because if you're being forced to do something, that's really negative energy, and you should be loving life, and you should be free. No one should ever force you to do anything. No one has the right to force you to do anything. You do what makes you happy, and you do what fills you with so much love that you just smile and you just want to be love to everyone else, and you, and life just becomes magical. So yeah, don't ever be forced to do anything. Don't ever be forced to do anything. Set your boundaries.
Yeah, boundaries, massive, massive, massive. It's huge. I'm still working on boundaries. So yeah, it's a tough one, especially if you really want to help people constantly. But then what helped me was figuring out why I was acting this way. Why do I want to please people? And obviously there was like stuff I needed to heal as well. But putting boundaries and sticking with them, because, you know, it's about self-worth, you know. This is me. This is what I'm doing. I'm not doing anything else.
Okay, well, the thing is, part of me even looks at as having to do anything to receive things in return as being forced. If people want something for you, unconditional love is all about just loving someone and yourself for no matter what, you know. People shouldn't force you or expect something in return for doing something. I'm a big believer of that. If people want to help you, they'll help you. Or if you want to get something, yeah, I'm a bit funny with people being forced. I don't like that energy. Yeah, it's it's not nice. I feel all tense. I can really feel your energy. It's I'm tuning into that. It's not nice. Yeah, it's making me feel a little bit. That's the healing side of me coming in now, kicking in, tuning in and connecting. Yeah, if you want to connect with me, I would love to talk to you. Maybe I can help you through that. Yeah, I feel there's something there that needs to be worked on. even my own habits.
That's lovely.
And again, creating new habits. Remember, as I said before, we're programmed, we're tuned in, and we're built certain ways from children. So we have to go in and reprogram our mind, reprogram our subconscious mind. And that's only you can do that as well, because it's your mind, it's your body. I'm happy to guide you all of the way, but again, that is what I do. I get people to heal themselves, because we are all our own healers. Everything that you want is within you. The strength, the courage, the clarity, the focus, the connection, everything, the love that you truly desire is there for you. Yeah, I feel that there's a lot of love needs to be thrown upon this. Yeah.
Okay, so Teresa, speaking of healing side, any advice for someone who has programmed their brain to do shadow work 24/7?
Okay, let's go into, do you want to go into shadow work?
Yeah, you can do whatever.
Shadow work's been my thing. Shadow work's hard, but it can also be as easy as you choose it to be. Love your shadow. Absolutely love your shadow. It is a gift. There is a gift in every single trauma, every single pain. The shadow is there to help us and guide us. And you just love that shadow unconditionally. I love you, my beautiful little shadow. Give him a little cuddle. Give him a little tickle. Trust me, I was attacked by demons last night in my dreams, like physically dragged into hell last night. Like, I can't even tell you, like, I was having fight with demons in my dreams last night. Like, because I astral project, I'm in other dimensions. I get this. This is, I actually done a video today, spiritual protection. You need to call in Archangel Michael. You need to use the violet flame for transmuting the shadow with Master Saint Germain and Archangel Ezekiel. The violet flame will help you transmute anything. And if the shadow is beating you up 24/7 hours a day, you need to breathe. Breathing through that shadow, I just surrounding it with love and peace and just absolutely everything you've got. Breathing in, releasing, and just letting it go. This is why breath holds are good as well, because you can build up that energy like a sponge. Tense everything, and you just let it go. Push it away from you. Breath movement. So you're breathing with the breath. I'm sitting down at the moment, it's a bit hard to do, but breathe and move your body. You can just sit on your chair and just breathe and move and just tell the shadow that I love you. But it all depends on what you've been through. Obviously, creating new pathways, creating new patterns, new vision, creating your new reality, commanding. I command all shadows, all attachments, all entities, anything from any dimension, anything that does not serve me, I command that this be released and healed and extracted and transmuted from my mind, my body, my soul, my spirit, every cell in my being, right here, right now. Master Saint Shaman, the violet flame, take away this pain and transmute it and turn it into love. Take away this pain and transmute it and turn it into love. Violet flame, take this pain and transmute it and turn it into love. Over and over and over again. And you will release, you will let it go. It is yours to let go. I hope that helps.
So Dutch is saying, thank you for offering, Joby. I relate to this, Teresa. I think this may be a big part of my own frustrations. I've been realizing that I have to counteract it. Play and fun and gratitude, it's fucking hard. I relate to what Joby is saying about other entities. Guys, if you want to speak, you don't have to type. You can just let me know if you want to. I can unmute you at any time if it's easier.
Yeah, sure. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I'm just conscious of the time because I know Joby like you.
Yeah, I've literally got to go in a minute. I've got a client coming in.
Yeah,
and I've got a live show. So last one.
Okay, so Theresa, okay. Saying, thank you very much. Transmission was beautiful and much appreciated. Okay, Dolce, go.
Okay, yeah. Well, I think I've kind of asked all of the things that I've wanted to ask. I think maybe just more clarity on this part that I'm kind of struggling with is just like it doesn't matter if I figure out what my alignment is or what my purpose is. It's like I don't want to do anything. I'm sick of doing things in order to have to get better or get somewhere else essentially. And yeah, you know, what you said about loving the shadow and finding out why it's there and what it needs. It's hard. It's hard in this world because the things that I need are for people to care for me or for me to be able to embody a part of myself that can care for this part. But this part is just so intense. Like, no, we shouldn't have to do anything.
That's
we
your shouldn't. Ego.
I don't. Okay.
Yeah, that's the ego kicking in. The ego is telling you to not do anything with the shadow. So you need to get through that. You need to just love it. And when the ego comes through, my beautiful ego, thank you for showing me. It doesn't align with who I am and who I want to become. I now clear, delete, release, and transmute you. I'll replace it with love. Does that help?
That doesn't feel like.
I need to probably work with you a little bit more because obviously it sounds like there's a lot there, but when the ego comes in, you have to command and you have to control the ego. The ego does not control you. It is your mind, it's your body. And if you let the ego control you, you're fucked. Mind my language, I do apologize, but I have to be raw because this is your life. This is your mind. It's your body. This is your human experience. And you need to find that strength somehow to get through this. I know it's hard. I don't know where you are on your journey or what's happened. But I know from my own experience how to do this. And it's one of them things. It's a daily practice every single day, going through the meal, going through the meal. And then all of a sudden, you're just going to wake up one day and you're just going to go, it's gone. Like, it will just happen. I've had that many times. So, but yeah,
okay.
I'm going to have to really jump off because I need to get ready for my class and my clients. But I apologize, I can't stay on a little bit longer because I really want to delve into this. But feel free to connect and I will send all of the stuff over and we can go from there.
Thank you.
That's all right.
Thank you so much, Joby. I know, like you've said, like over time already. So thank you so much for your time. It's been amazing. And yeah, I'll send everybody your details. So if anybody has any more questions or need more help, they can connect. Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Brilliant. All good. See you in a bit. Bye.
Thank you. Bye, guys. Bye, everyone.